Author Jeremy Scahill compared Prince's private army to Hitler's brownshirt stormtroopers. It has been noted that pre-war Germany and the United States both had Christian roots, a widespread acceptance of biblical social values, and a basic commitment to private virtue. Pastor Lutzer pointed out that America has differed from Germany in that it has benefited from a constitutional guarantee of the separation of church and state, as well as its history of democracy. But he warned, despite the differences, the American church, like that of Nazi Germany, is in danger of wrapping the cross of Christ in some alien flag. Like so many in modern America, most Germans of the 1930s offered no resistance to the ever-encroaching fascism of National Socialism. Many welcomed the abolition of individual responsibility for one's actions. For some, it is easier to obey than to accept the dangers of freedom, wrote Gerald Suster in his 1981 book, Hitler, the Occult Messiah. No one in the area of religion seems able to get a clear picture of what is happening in modern America. The push-pull between liberty and security, scripture and social consciousness, appears to have created a stultifying tension. The globalists have found that such ongoing controversies, coming from many different directions, is an effective mechanism to keep Americans arguing with each other, off balance, and ineffective in uniting to learn the truth behind their New World Order agenda. It might be wise to consider the words of the New Testament. On three separate occasions, Matthew 12:31-31, Mark 3:28-29, and Luke 12:10, Jesus specifically stated that all sins can be forgiven, even from those who choose not to believe in him or have blasphemed against him. But he stated that one sin that can never be forgiven is to speak against the Holy Spirit. In John 15:26, it states, "But I will send you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the source of all truth," Living Bible. God is truth. Nothing in God's universe is a lie. It simply exists. Only humans with our free will can choose to be deceitful. So to speak against the Holy Spirit is to distort, deform, or deny truth, an insight many politically conservative Christians seem to have missed. Truth must be gleaned through study and contemplation. No one, no matter how smart, can make correct decisions without truthful knowledge and understanding, the very cornerstones of wisdom. And knowledge begins with education.